Chapter 3. Driver Responsibility. Safe driving is the responsibility of all individuals who operate a vehicle on New Jersey roads. The rules of the road must be always obeyed, and laws must be strictly followed. A motorist must ensure the safety of all passengers who are riding in his, her vehicle and be mindful of the other motorists who share the road each day. Buckle up. New Jersey's seatbelt law. Under state law, the driver, and all passengers of a passenger vehicle, for example, car, van, pickup truck, and SUV, must wear a seatbelt. The failure of a driver, front seat passenger, and children under age 18 to wear a seatbelt is a primary offense. The driver is responsible for all passengers under age 18. Front seat passengers 18 years of age and over are responsible for themselves. A police officer can stop a motorist solely for a violation of the seat belt law. Under a secondary law, all unbuckled back seat occupants 18 years of age and older may be issued a summons if the vehicle is stopped for another reason. Motorists with GDL permits or probationary licenses must use seat belts. Additionally, they must require all passengers seated anywhere in the vehicle to use seat belts. NJSA 39. 3-76.2F, 39. 3-13, 39. 3-13.2A, 39. 3-13.4. The exemptions are any passenger vehicle manufactured before July 1, 1966, a passenger vehicle that is not required to be equipped with seat belt systems under federal law, or a physical or medical reason, verified in writing by a licensed physician, which makes the motorist or passenger unable to wear a seat belt. NJSA 39. 3-76.2 grams. The driver of a passenger vehicle including cars, vans, pickup trucks, and utility vehicles shall secure any passenger using a wheelchair in a properly adjusted and fastened wheelchair and occupant securement device. NJSA 39. 3-76.21. Seat belts can save a life and improve a motorist's chances of surviving a crash by 60%. A motorist's chances of surviving a crash are 3 to 4 times better if he, she is wearing both a seatbelt and a shoulder strap. Fastening a seatbelt takes only 3 seconds and reduces the chances of death or injury. Seatbelts help in many ways, for example, they keep motorists and passengers from being thrown from the vehicle in a crash. If a motorist passenger is held in place, any injury may be less severe. They slow a body down with the vehicle. If a vehicle hits something, the vehicle stops, but the person keeps going at the same speed that the vehicle was moving. Hitting the dashboard or windshield at 30 miles per hour is like falling from the top of a 3-story building. They keep a motorist passenger from sliding on the seat during sudden stops and turns. Belts and straps also keep a motorist in position so he, she can control the vehicle. Tips for seat belt safety. Buckle up with both lap and shoulder belts on every trip. Airbags are supplemental protection for drivers. Wear the lap belt under the abdomen and low across the hips. The shoulder portion should come over the collarbone, away from the neck, and cross over the breastbone. The shoulder belt in most new vehicles can be adjusted on the side pillar to improve fit. Know how to adjust the seat belts and how to release them if motorists' passengers have to quickly get out of the vehicle. Buckle up if riding in the back seat. Use center seat belts if those seats are used. Seat belts help prevent riders from falling forward. Never put more than one person in one belt. Car seats. Traffic crashes are a leading killer of children. When riding in a vehicle, children should be held in place by a restraint system that meets all federal motor vehicle safety standards. Refer to the paragraph on child restraint law. All child restraint systems built since January 1, 1981, must be designed to pass tough safety tests. These seats carry a label that gives the date of manufacture and reads, "This child restraint system conforms to all applicable federal motor vehicle safety standards." There are many types and styles of car seats. While some seats are designed to be used facing forward once a child has reached the appropriate weight, an infant seat must never be faced forward. To do so would be extremely dangerous. Always check the label on a car seat to find out the size and weight of the child the seat is designed to protect. Using the car seat every time a child rides in the vehicle, and using it correctly each time, is especially important for the safety of the child. Always read the instructions that come with the seat and follow them very carefully. Correct use of the car seat is the best protection a motorist can offer a child. For more information on child car seats, contact the Division of Highway Traffic Safety at 800-422-3750 or visit www.njsaferoads.com. Child Passenger Safety Law. The New Jersey Child Passenger Safety Law, NJSA 39.3-76.2a, a, to 39.3-76.2a, d, states, children under age 8 who are less than 57 inches, 4 feet, 9 inches tall must ride in either a federally approved forward-facing child passenger restraint system that is equipped with a 5-point harness in a rear seat of the motor vehicle. Once they outgrow the top height or weight recommendations made by the child passenger restraint system manufacturer, children must ride in a federally approved booster seat, in a rear seat of the motor vehicle, or b, a federally approved booster seat, in a rear seat of the motor vehicle. Children under age 4 who weigh less than 40 pounds must ride a, in a federally approved rear-facing child passenger restraint system that is equipped with a 5-point harness in a rear seat of the motor vehicle. Once they outgrow the top height or weight recommendations posted by the manufacturer of the child passenger restraint system, children must ride in a federally approved forward-facing child passenger restraint system that is equipped with a 5-point harness in a rear seat of the motor vehicle, or b, in a federally approved forward-facing child passenger restraint system that is equipped with a 5-point harness in a rear seat of the motor vehicle. Children under age 2 and those who weigh less than 30 pounds must ride in a federally approved rear-facing child passenger restraint system that is equipped with a 5-point harness. All children under age 8 must be seated in a rear seat. If there are no rear seats in the motor vehicle in which the children under age 8 are riding, the children must be secured in a federally approved child passenger restraint system or booster seat in a front seat of the motor vehicle. However, children cannot be secured in a rear-facing child passenger restraint system in a front seat of any motor vehicle that is equipped with a passenger side airbag that is not disabled or turned off. Failure to comply with this law can subject a person to a fine of not less than $50 nor more than $75, plus fees and court costs. NJSA 39.3-76.2d. Note. A person operating an autocycle shall not permit a child to be a passenger in the autocycle if the child would be required to be secured in a child passenger restraint system, pursuant to NJSA 39.3-76.2a. Airbags. Airbags are standard equipment in almost all new vehicles and are designed to supplement seatbelts in frontal crashes. Federal safety standards require that manufacturers equip all new passenger cars and light trucks with airbags. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, statistics show that from 1987 to 2015, frontal airbags saved 44,869 lives. Airbags inflate at speeds of up to 200 miles per hour to protect adults in a front-end crash. An average-sized adult who is correctly belted is not likely to encounter the airbag until it is fully inflated. When airbags are combined with lap, shoulder seat belts, they have saved many adult lives and prevented many injuries in motor vehicle crashes. However, airbags could seriously injure or kill children who are sitting in the front seat. In 1995, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, allowed cut-off switches in pickup trucks, sports cars, and autos with no backseat. In January 1998, it allowed repair shops and dealers to install the switches in vehicles after the appropriate application was made for people in these categories. Driver and passenger side airbags. For individuals with medical conditions when the risks of a deploying airbag exceed the risks of impacting the steering wheel, dashboard or windshield. Driver side airbags only. For individuals who cannot properly operate the vehicle and keep at least 10 inches between the center of the steering wheel and the center of the breastbone. Passenger side airbags only. For individuals who must place infants in the front seat because the vehicle has no rear seat, for example, a pickup truck, or the rear seat is too small to hold the child's rear-facing seat, or the motorist must monitor the child's medical condition. For individuals who must place children, 1 to 12 years old, in the front seat because the vehicle has no rear seat, or because the individual must transport more children than can be seated in the rear seat, or because the motorist must monitor the child's medical condition. For more about an airbag on-off switch or for an application to request one, call NHTSA's toll-free auto safety hotline at 800-424-9393. Information is also available online at www.nhtsa.gov. Children of any age are safest when they are belted properly in the back seat of a vehicle, especially when the vehicle is equipped with a passenger side airbag. Other safety points. Always put an infant in a rear-facing infant child safety seat in the back seat of a vehicle with airbags. Always be sure that children 12 years old and younger ride in the back seat of the vehicle. Always make sure everyone is buckled up. A motorist can tell if his, her vehicle has an airbag by the words airbag or the letters SRS, Supplemental Restraint System, or SIR, Supplemental Inflatable Restraint, on the steering wheel and dashboard panel. Manufacturers also may mark the sun visors or the sides of the open door frame with warning labels or enter a warning in the vehicle owner's manual. It is the responsibility of all vehicle owners to ensure that their vehicles are in proper working condition. Always check your vehicle before driving and prevent problems with regular maintenance and care. Backup lights. When driving in reverse, backup lights should be on. These must be checked to make sure they are in working order. Note. It is against New Jersey law, NJSA 39.3-52, to have any backup lights on while a vehicle is moving forward. Brakes. A motorist should be able to brake smoothly and quickly. If the vehicle pulls to one side when it stops or a motorist feels a taut pedal or hears an unusual squealing or grinding, the brakes must be checked. With conventional disc and drum brakes, a motorist should pump them gently after driving through water to test them and dry them out. If the brakes are hit hard, they could lock up. A motorist should be able to stop within 25 feet at 20 miles per hour. This can be tried in an empty parking lot. Chalk marks can be made on the surface to see if the vehicle can stop within that distance. If a vehicle has an anti-lock braking system, ABS, the brakes can be tested by applying steady pressure to the brake pedal. A motorist should never pump an ABS or jerk the steering wheel when braking. On very soft surfaces, such as loose gravel or unpacked snow, an ABS system may lengthen stopping distance. In wet or slippery conditions, a motorist should still drive carefully, always keep a safe distance from the vehicle in front and maintain a speed consistent with the road conditions. Brake lights. If a vehicle's brake lights are not working, someone may crash into the vehicle from the back. A motorist should have someone help to check the brake lights. Replace broken light covers. They may cause glare that affects the motorist in back. Headlights. Bright and dim lights must work and be properly aligned. A motorist can check them against a garage wall or on parked vehicles. Lights should be kept clean. If other motorists flash their lights while another motorist's lights are on low beam, it could be that the lights are out of line. Horn. A horn should not be overused, but a motorist should check it often to make sure it works. Use the horn to signal when passing, when coming out of a blind alley, curve, or driveway, or to warn another motorist of a potentially dangerous situation. Steering. On straight level roads, a vehicle should hold a straight course. The front end should not vibrate, shimmy. The steering should respond to a motorist's turns without too much play in the steering wheel. Taillights. Always keep tail and side lights in working order. They signal other motorists in the dark and prevent crashes. Tires. If a motorist feels or hears any unusual thumping while driving, he, she should check the tires. Bumps, cuts, or bad tread can cause blowouts. Tire pressure should be checked often, especially when tires are cold. A motorist should check the owner's manual or the door jamb of the driver's door to determine proper tire pressure or should ask for advice at a service station. Properly inflated tires save money in fuel consumption. A vehicle should not be driven with tires that have less than 1/16 inch of tread, about the edge of a penny. To hold on to the road properly, tires must match, do not mix radials with other tire types, and must have enough tread. Turn signals. A motorist should be able to hear the clicking and see the lighted arrows of turn signals flash on the dashboard. If the turn signals do not work, they must be fixed as soon as possible. A motorist should use hand signals until the turn signals are repaired. Windshield. Cracks or chips in a windshield could cause the windshield to break, causing a dangerous condition. Broken windshields should be repaired, or, if appropriate, replaced. A windshield should always be clean, inside and out. Windshield wipers should always work. A motorist can use non-freezing spray to stop windshield icing. New Jersey law prohibits add-on tinting on windshields and front side windows. NJSA 39:3-74. Snow and ice. State law, NJSA 39:4-77.1. Requires a motorist to remove snow or ice from a vehicle before driving it. If snow or ice dislodges from a moving vehicle, it could strike another vehicle or pedestrian, causing injury or property damage. A motorist is required to make all reasonable efforts to remove accumulated ice or snow from the exposed surfaces of his or her motor vehicle prior to driving it, including the hood, trunk, roof, and windshield. Any person who violates this law is subject to fines of $25 to $75. Regardless of whether any snow or ice is dislodged from the vehicle. If dislodged snow or ice causes injury or property damage, fines up to $1,500 may be assessed. Carbon monoxide poisoning. The Rosa Bonilla Family Act, NJSA 39:3-10, NJSA 39:3-41, NJSA 39:3-12.6, requires the Motor Vehicle Commission to educate motorists about the dangers of carbon monoxide poisoning from motor vehicles and techniques for the safe operation and proper maintenance of a motor vehicle. Carbon monoxide, CO, is an odorless, colorless gas that is present in a vehicle's exhaust. Modern vehicles are equipped with pollution controls that greatly reduce the amount of CO that is emitted from the tailpipe. However, certain conditions can cause dangerous levels of CO to accumulate in or around a vehicle, with potentially fatal results. These conditions can include operating a vehicle with an exhaust leak or poorly tuned engine, operating a vehicle with the trunk or rear tailgate open, operating a vehicle with holes in the body of the vehicle, idling a vehicle in a garage or confined space, even with the outside garage door open, operating a vehicle with a tailpipe that is blocked by debris, including snow, leaves, or water. Some of the most common symptoms of CO poisoning are listed below. It is important to understand that CO can kill even before any of these symptoms are noticed. Headache, dizziness, loss of consciousness, nausea, vomiting, chest pain, confusion. If you suspect that someone is suffering from CO poisoning, it is important to immediately remove that person from the source of the CO and call 911 for immediate medical attention. If you are in a vehicle, turn off the engine, get out of the vehicle as soon as it is safe to do so and try to get the victim to breathe fresh air while you wait for help. Starting a parked car. Before getting into a vehicle, look both behind it and in front of it. There are blind spots once a motorist is behind the wheel. Children may be there. There also may be bottles, cans, bicycles, or other things that cannot be seen from the driver's seat. Starting checklist. All windows should be clean, and nothing should block a motorist's vision. The seat must be adjusted so a motorist can reach all pedals and controls easily. For most motorists, the seat may be adjusted so she is sitting an arm's length from the steering wheel. Inside and outside rearview mirrors should be adjusted. Seat belts and shoulder harnesses should be fastened so that they are firm and comfortable. The vehicle should be in park or neutral gear and the parking brake should be set. Doors should be locked. A motorist should keep good posture while driving. The seat should be adjusted so that the motorist can reach the foot pedals easily. The motorist should be comfortable behind the wheel. He, she should not have to strain to reach the gear shift levels, turn signals or dashboard controls. A motorist is properly positioned when he, she can see clearly and can glance to the rear. If a motorist wears glasses, he, she should adjust them. More than 95% of the information a motorist needs is visual. To fight glare at night, colored lenses should be avoided as they distort color. Anti-reflective coatings should be used on lenses. This will help eliminate internal reflections in eyeglasses and may help night driving. A motorist should have an eye checkup every 2 years. As a motorist ages, visual clarity declines and peripheral vision becomes less distinct. For example, a 60-year-old perceives light about a third as well as a 20-year-old. Inside and outside mirrors should be adjusted to reduce blind spots. These are areas where a motorist cannot see behind his, her vehicle, on both sides, through the mirror. A motorist can check this by turning his, her head. The outside mirror should be adjusted so that the motorist can see the tip of the driver's side front door handle in the lower right of the mirror. This will allow the motorist to see part of the lanes of traffic to the left and rear of the vehicle. After starting the engine, a motorist should make sure his, her path is clear by turning and looking back. A motorist should not depend on rearview mirrors. A motorist must also be sure to check for pedestrians and less conspicuous vehicles, such as bicycles and mopeds. A motorist should give the proper signal and drive with caution. When on the road, a motorist can check the vehicle's mirrors by letting a vehicle pass on the left. As the passing vehicle disappears from the inside rearview mirror, a motorist should be able to see its front bumper in the outside rearview mirror. Idling your vehicle. New Jersey law requires all motorists to restrict vehicle idling to 3 minutes or less. NJAC 727-15.8. Idling more than 3 minutes is unnecessary and harmful to your vehicle and your health. Vehicle and property owners face fines of $250 to $1,000 for each violation of this law. NJSA 39, 3-70.2. There are some specific situations in which a vehicle may idle for an extended time, such as when stuck in traffic, or at drive-through establishments. See www.stopthesoot.org for a complete listing of exemptions. So do not forget, idling stinks and it's against the law. Turn the key and be idle-free. Hand position. A motorist's grip on the steering wheel is important. The steering wheel can be thought of as the face of a clock. For normal driving, a motorist should grip the steering wheel by the outside rim at the 9 and 3 o'clock positions, keeping his, her thumb along the face of the wheel. Gripping the steering wheel as described diminishes the risk of hand, wrist, or arm injury if the airbag is deployed. A motorist should never turn the wheel while gripping it from the inside of the rim, hand facing inward. The steering wheel should be held firmly but not too tight, as steady as possible as the vehicle's speed increases. Both hands should always be kept on the wheel, except when shifting gears or giving hand signals. The motorist should keep the vehicle in the center of the lane that it is traveling. On a two-lane road with traffic coming toward the vehicle, the motorist should keep to the right. Once a motorist feels how the vehicle reacts to steering, he, she will be ready to practice turning, parking, and other movements. It takes practice to get the feel of steering. If the vehicle has anti-lock brakes, ABS, the motorist should never violently jerk the steering wheel while braking. Listen previous section, brakes and following section, proper braking. Hand-over-hand steering. Hand-over-hand steering permits a motorist to make steering adjustments ranging from very minor up to a half turn of the wheel, while keeping both hands on the wheel. If turning through a slight curve, both hands will typically retain their original grip on the wheel, making only slight finger or wrist adjustments as necessary to maintain the path of travel. However, when moving through a turn, the hands may move as much as 165 degrees. The motorist initiates the turn by pushing the wheel up from the 9 or 3 o'clock position toward 12 o'clock, and the opposite hand crosses over and down to the 9 or 3 o'clock position, as appropriate to provide input or to stabilize steering. The original hand then returns to the original start position of 9 or 3 o'clock. The process is reversed to return to a straight path, or the wheel can be allowed to slip through the fingers, controlled slipping, to straighten when coming out of a turn, while both hands are always on the wheel to adjust as necessary. Hand-over-hand steering is particularly well-suited for precision maneuvers, steering through curves, intersection entry and exit, and skid recovery. Stopping distances. There is no simple way to tell exactly how long it will take a vehicle to stop at a certain speed. Stopping distance depends on motorist reaction time, weather and visibility conditions, vehicle weight, brake conditions, condition and type of tires, roadway conditions, speed. One point is sure. The faster a vehicle is going, the longer it will take it to stop. When a motorist must stop quickly, speed can be the difference between life and death. Proper braking. The use of brakes may seem simple, but it is not. A motorist should know the type of braking system that his, her vehicle uses. It could be a conventional drum and disc brake system or an anti-lock braking system, ABS. Whether the vehicle is front or rear wheel drive does not determine proper braking. Many new motorists make the common mistake of slamming on the brake pedal, even if there is no emergency. The vehicle will jerk to a stop quickly and wear out brakes and tires. Steady, gentle pressure should be applied to the brake to bring the vehicle to a controlled stop. With an ABS, a motorist should not pump the brakes or violently jerk the wheel. An ABS-equipped vehicle may go lose control at only 35 miles per hour if a motorist violently jerks the steering wheel and brakes, even on dry pavement. New motorists should practice hard braking and steering in an empty parking lot or similar open space until they are accustomed to the ABS. A motorist should always use his, her right foot for both the brake and the gas pedal. If the vehicle is equipped with a manual transmission, the left foot should be used for the clutch. Driving signals. A motorist should always give a proper signal when turning, changing lanes, stopping, or slowing down. A motorist should always use the vehicle's turn signals. A motorist should put on the turn signal at least 100 feet before turning and be sure to cancel the signal after making a turn. Not doing so could mislead other motorists. NJSA 39:4-126. New Jersey law requires a motorist to know the correct hand signals for stopping and turning, which are standard in all states. To give a hand signal, a motorist should put his, her arm well out of the vehicle so that it is visible to other motorists. Stop or slowing down. Hand and arm downward, palm facing to the rear. Right turn. Hand and arm upward. Left turn. Hand and arm straight out. Another signal is the horn, which is a warning signal. It calls attention to what the motorist is doing. Motorists may sound the horn when passing another vehicle when not in a business or residential zone. Under normal conditions, the horn should be able to be heard for at least 200 feet. NJSA 39:3-69. Only emergency vehicles may use sirens, whistles, or bells. Bicyclists, skateboarders, and inline skaters also use the hand signals noted above. In addition, instead of extending the left hand and arm upward to indicate a right turn, bicyclists, skateboarders, and inline skaters may extend the right hand and arm straight out to indicate a right turn. Driving in reverse. Before driving in reverse, a motorist must be sure that the path is clear. This can be done by using the mirrors and turning to check. He, she must be incredibly careful because the view to the rear is limited. In reverse, turning the wheel to the right will direct the vehicle to the right. Steering to the left will direct the vehicle to the left. If a motorist does not turn the wheel while in reverse, the vehicle will move straight backward. To drive in reverse, a motorist's head and body should be turned to the right until he, she can see clearly through the back window of the vehicle without the use of mirrors. The motorist's right hand and arm should be placed over the back of the front passenger seat. The left hand should grasp the top of the steering wheel. This is the position a motorist should be in to reverse in a straight line, with corrections made as needed. A vehicle should be driven slowly in reverse, typically, walking speed, 2 to 4 miles per hour. The motorist should not turn forward until the vehicle is totally stopped. If a motorist must turn the wheel while reversing other than in a straight line, for example, parallel parking, two hands must be on the wheel to steer, while a motorist's head and body is turned to look out the rear window. Palming the wheel with one hand while turning in reverse is dangerous and can result in failing the road test. A motorist should always remember that the front of the vehicle will swing in the opposite direction of a turn. A vehicle should be driven slowly in reverse. A motorist must be able to drive in reverse to pass the road portion of the driving test. He, she will be asked to back the vehicle about 100 feet in a straight line, slowly and smoothly. Note. As of August 31, 2016, backup cameras and parking sensors that have been installed on a motor vehicle are permitted to be used during the road test. However, driving in reverse principles apply first and foremost. Turning. To make safe turns, a motorist should decide well in advance where he, she wants to turn. Last-minute turns can be unsafe. State law requires a motorist to move to the proper lane and signal at least 100 feet before making any turn. The faster the traffic is moving, the sooner a motorist should plan his, her turn. If a turn is missed, a motorist should never back up. It is better to take the next turn than to risk a crash. Before turning, a motorist should always use the mirrors to look behind and to both sides for other vehicles, or people, to see if it is safe to turn. Check for less visible vehicles, such as motorcycles, bicycles, and mopeds. Signal first. Use turn signals or hand signals, and then move into the proper lane. Slow down before reaching an intersection. Keep a steady speed and follow pavement markings. Always stay in the same lane until the turn is finished. Make sure the turn signal is turned off after the turn is completed. The three-point turn, K-turn. When turning a vehicle around, a motorist should start from the right edge of the road. Choose a safe spot with a good visibility in both directions. If there is no other traffic, the motorist should signal left and move forward slowly while turning the steering wheel to the left. The vehicle should be stopped several inches from the left curb or street edge. The motorist should then back up slowly while turning the steering wheel to the right, stopping several inches from the right curb or street edge. The motorist should next move the vehicle forward while turning the steering wheel to the left. Finally, the motorist should straighten the vehicle's wheels as it faces in the direction he, she wants to go. This is a complete three-point, RK, turn. A new motorist will be required to make this turn during MVCS road test. Parking. When parking, a motorist should always set the brake and put the vehicle in park or, with a manual transmission, in reverse or low gear. There are several important steps for a motorist to follow when parking his, her vehicle on a street with a curb. When parking a vehicle facing downhill, the handbrake should be set, and the vehicle's wheels should be turned toward the curb. The vehicle should be in park or, with a manual transmission, in reverse. When parking a vehicle facing uphill, the handbrake should be set, and the vehicle's wheels should be turned away from the curb. The vehicle should be in park or, with a manual transmission, in low. Angle parking. Angle parking is often used in parking lots of shopping centers and sometimes at curbs. A motorist should follow these rules when entering an angle parking space to his, her right. Watch for traffic both ahead and behind. Signal and begin to slow down. Make sure the rear of the vehicle will clear the parked vehicles. Steer sharply into the parking space, and then straighten the wheels centering the vehicle in the parking space. Shift to park, or reverse if standard transmission, and apply the parking brake. A motorist should follow these rules before backing out of an angle parking space. Walk around to make sure nothing is in the vehicle's way. Slowly move the vehicle in reverse and be sure that the lane is clear of traffic. Tap the horn to warn nearby pedestrians. When able to see past the tops of the vehicles parked next to the vehicle, stop, and look again. Look back into each side for other motorists. Remember that the front of the vehicle will swing opposite of the direction of the turn. Back up slowly while turning until the vehicle's left front wheel passes the rear bumper of the vehicle parked on the left. Straighten the wheels as the vehicle comes back into the lane of traffic. Parallel parking. Parallel parking is the most common type of parking on city streets. A motorist must be able to parallel park a vehicle to pass the MVCS road test. This takes the most practice for a new motorist. A motorist should practice often, in an empty parking lot at first. Flags or markers 25 feet apart may be used to show where the other vehicles would be. If a motorist hits the flags or markers, he, she is not ready for parking between real vehicles and should keep practicing. The slower and smoother a motorist backs into a parking space, the easier it is to park. To properly parallel park, a motorist should find a parking space that is large enough to fit the vehicle. Signal for a stop and signal to the right to alert motorists that the vehicle will back up to the right. Pull up alongside, parallel, about 2 to 4 feet from the vehicle in front. Turn and check to see that the way is clear behind the vehicle before backing up. Turn his/her body to look out the rear window of the vehicle. Begin backing up slowly for about 2 feet and turn the steering wheel all the way to the right. When the front of the vehicle has cleared the rear bumper of the vehicle in front, stop and check the angle. Make sure the right back wheel has not hit the curb. Turn the steering wheel all the way to the left while beginning to back up slowly. Make sure the vehicle can clear its back bumper. When the vehicle is in line, stop. Be sure not to hit the vehicle in back. Turn the vehicle's wheels straight, and drive to the center of the parking space. The vehicle's tires should be no more than 6 inches from the curb.